The U.S. and South Korea will end their annual joint military drills near the Korean Peninsula next Friday. The display of costly state-of-the-art military equipment has angered North Korea, which is struggling to develop economically amid calls for assistance to the impoverished country.
When business develops, people's attitude changes. They're not so hostile militarily to people that they're doing business with, to put it simply. So many people are looking at this and concluding it will be better for everyone if we participate in this economic development process in the North, provide them with very important aid that they need.
At a training field north of Seoul, near the border between the two Koreas, the U.S. and South Korea show off high-tech assets in a one-day live-fire exercise as part of the drills, also known as Full Eagle. Washington and Seoul say the drills are defensive in nature, but Pyongyang considers it as a prelude to an invasion. A top North Korea expert has warned about the North's reaction.
Anytime you fire these missiles, there is a political part. There's a political component that cannot be ignored. So they will pick and choose the timing. When they test the systems, they send a deterrent message to the South, to the South Korean allies, the United States, and so forth. They can express their displeasure.
Many people believe the huge sum of money which is being spent on these drills could have been allocated to the poverty-stricken North Koreans who desperately need international aid. Jennifer Chang, Press TV, Pochon, South Korea.